I'm Matt Pikin with Blue Ridge Public Radio News. Holly Kaye studied creative fiction in college and saw herself on a path to becoming a novelist.
Everybody who likes to write is writing a book at some point, and most of those books never actually wind up being written.
Like most budding novelists, Kaye's has another job to pay her bills. But unlike most, Kaye's works for a sympathetic boss.
I didn't want to spend the next year sending out 50 letters. And so I approached my boss, Scott, at that point and asked him if, you know, this would be something he'd be interested in.
Kaye's is a staff writer covering the outdoors for the Smoky Mountain News, a weekly newspaper in Waynesville. She's also now the author of the novel Shadows of Flowers, published by the Smoky Mountain News. Now understand, this is rare. Newspapers at all levels are struggling just to continue printing their core product, let alone publishing bound books. And while a number of papers have published collections of columns and recipes that previously appeared in newsprint, that practice has nearly vanished with the rise of electronic publishing, and Google searches couldn't come up with another newspaper publisher that produced a printed novel by one of its own writers. But Scott McLeod, who founded the Smoky Mountain News nearly 20 years ago, has now produced bound books for two staff writers and one contributor, with more on the way.
I think it helps the reputation of our newspaper if we have published book writers on our staff. It shows they have some gravitas and some connection to the community. So for us, it wasn't really about making money. It was helping some of our reporters, you know, fulfill their professional ambitions so that they wouldn't be so inclined to go somewhere else and do that.
And then we got to talk about this ghost town thing, and we should also talk about Airbnb.
Every Wednesday, the paper's writers and editor meet to talk about what they're working on for the following week.
I thought we were just going to let it die.
The story that's gone nowhere.
Let's go ahead and talk about it now. That was my question.
Kaye's began working on her book while she wrote for a newspaper in the small plains town of Buffalo, Wyoming. Shadows of Flowers is set there, and the story centers on a woman who moves there after the death of her boyfriend.
When I started writing this, it wasn't really envisioned as a book. It was more like, I haven't done any creative writing in a while. I'd like to just start playing around with something, and I just kind of kept plugging away at it, and eventually I realized I was writing a novel.
Kaye's shares an office with Garrett Woodward, the paper's arts and entertainment editor, and was more than interested when McLeod published Woodward's collection of bluegrass writing under the title If You Can't Play, Get Off the Stage.
While we are doing our own work in journalism, like the dream's never dying, there's always the stuff in the back of your head that you want to write a book. It not only keeps the journalist happy, it also adds a different element to the brand and identity of our publication. By having these separate books, it's a whole other level of not only the brand, but also keeping us creatively fulfilled, which I think trickles down into the product of the paper itself.
McLeod invests a few thousand dollars to produce an initial print run of 1,000 paperback copies, along with the time of staff designer Micah McClure to produce each cover. The agreements between McLeod and the writers he publishes are nothing more formal than verbal and a handshake. The writers repay McLeod out of their share of sales, and sales have been strong enough with Woodward's book to warrant a second print run.
To us, it's part of helping our family of employees get where they need to be. If we can make just a little bit, or at least get our money back, and we're marketing our own company by doing this, I think it's a good thing. We'll never be a great big publisher, but we will certainly probably continue to be a small publisher for years to come.
Holly Kaye's is reading from and signing copies of Shadows of Flowers 3 p.m. July 14th at Blue Ridge Books in Waynesville. The 29-year-old Kaye's has also started working on a second novel, and McLeod promises to publish it when it's ready. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.